Blog Talk Radio.
America. She was given life by a group of immigrants, much like you and me. They were beckoned by a statue with her hand held high, named Liberty. They had visions. They had dreams. They saw a new land of opportunity. They were moms and dads and family. They embraced individual responsibility. Together, they built a nation on a commitment to equality. They were a friend, a neighbor. They believed in accountability. And when danger came, they locked arms and stood for a nation's sovereignty. One day, their country called, and they united and went off to a faraway beach called Normandy. Together, they gave blood and treasure, and together, they saved a world from tyranny. From north to south, east to west, from sea to shining sea, from them we've inherited America, Purple Mountain Majesty.
Welcome to Hoot and Holler, everybody. Hope we have sound. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're awful low, the volume.
Okay. All right, let me turn it just a little. Can you do it now?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, you're low too. I don't know what's going on with the sound. How about the when I played the music thing?
How about now?
Way better.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, have we had a week?
Well, yeah. Well, it's gonna get crazier, and you know, there's so much to talk about.
Well,
I don't even know where to begin. But you go ahead.
We know it's gonna get crazier. I mean, we know that their desperation is that's off the charts. Their desperation. They know they cannot beat Donald Trump in an election. They don't have a single candidate that stood a chance. They know this. So the only thing they've got is impeachment. Let's play the public. Let's make the public think we're actually up to, we're going to do something. And all we're doing is voting on, procedures.
Right.
That's all
crap.
We're doing.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
She's not going to. You know why she won't do it, Bill? I'll tell you why she won't. Real simple. Then she has to deal with due process, and she don't want any of this because what they're doing
is
playing games.
They don't want their so-called witnesses cross-examined.
Well,
they
that's
don't
just
want
part.
The whole. They don't want their hoax exposed, and that's
and
all it is, folks. They're trying to pull a hoax.
The worst
they're trying
part
to pull the wool over the public's eyes. We've got Pelosi on tape saying that Democrats are stupid. You know. Well, she is a Democrat, so I agree with
her.
She's
a totalitarian pizza.
I'm not going to say all the Democrats are stupid, and I'm not going to say all the people are stupid. What I'm going to say is the media has misled the public by their blatant crap of never reporting the actual truth, always mixing words, always trying to make words mean something they don't mean, It's like, and what we see is it ends up looking like, well, the laws are good for you, but not for me.
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
The public is seeing that. 42% black support.
I know. Listen, the reason, there's 90, so many reasons.
What was it today, Linda?
It was 98%
Republican support,
right.
A record.
And
they keep trying to tell us that he's losing popularity. But the fact is, he just keeps rolling bigger and bigger and bigger. This whole thing. Did he not pull the greatest?
Yeah, he did a number,
maneuver?
Huh?
Oh, let's act like we're pulling our troops out. And then what happened then, Linda? The Democrats rushed to the Middle East. And then a few days after that, the head of ISIS is killed. The day after, his right-hand man is killed. I propose that I can't prove this to you. I don't have factual evidence to show you. But from what I've been told and stuff, Pelosi may have led us to that terrorist.
Wow. You know, look, we know that Trump's smarter than they are. He's outsmarted every one of them. He's outsmarted Putin. He's outsmarted the clown in Syria. He's outsmarted the idiot dog that whimpered to his death, killed his own children. I mean, and then can you believe the media? Oh, my God. I mean, let's just face it. They are the worst of the worst of the worst. I mean, when you talk about useful idiots, whether it's Lenin said it or Stalin, doesn't matter, the same ilk. That's what they are. They are so dense. People like Mad Cow, people like that idiot Lemon, people like Joe Scarborough. What a piece of work.
They're like Pelosi said, all these people, these journalists and these Democrats and a lot of our own Republicans, they think that the public is stupid because we don't choose to milk the people being politicians.
No, because we don't go along with their totalitarian horse crap. That's why.
Well, today I was making some suggestions. You know, just imagine what it'd be like if we could reverse the roles and we could set taxes on our elected and their investment partners and anybody, all these things. And you really get to looking at it. I'm going to tell you, if we had a convention in states and we actually did some of this, we could bring these people down to earth to where they realize you are servants of the people. The people are not servants of yours.
Yeah, it's going to take, you know what it's going to take, and I think you talked about it on Facebook today. They want the Article 5,
the
either that.
State.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Never, they will never rein themselves in. They
so
will never rein in their insider investing and trading that they profit hugely from, way more than what we pay them. They will
tomorrow,
never,
I know.
They will never get into our laws. That this whole idea, and I'm sorry, but the entire legislative branch needs to be slapped down and made to realize that the laws work on you too. You don't get to escape it just because you're a politician.
They've set themselves apart. Look, they have set themselves apart like little oligarchs and little dictators. And this is not the way it was meant to be. This is another reason Pelosi doesn't want a real impeachment. Because Adam Schiff is going to be deep doo-doo, number one. That guy go down for not only lying to whomever, Congress and the American people, but suborned perjury. This man is evil, and he needs to be dealt with. And I frankly do not care how.
Everyone involved with this illegal scam of trying to take out Trump, every one of them are guilty of treason, and they should be treated that way. And I'm sorry if some people think I'm harsh, but treason, the ultimate treason, has two remedies. One, death by a firing squad. Two, death by hanging. And maybe you can say what you want, but you reap what you sow. And if you've committed treason against your country, against your people, then you deserve that.
What else can we do?
We're not going to send you to another country so you can get them to build up against us.
Yeah,
here,
look.
And
this,
I got to address that. I hear that the UN is in Utah.
Oh, my God.
And, you have to look into it, Linda. I'll have to look into it deeper. I just saw it before I come on the radio. But apparently the UN is claiming that they own this piece of land in Utah, and they're filling it up with the UN people. But I'm telling you, in all of this, they screamed Russia collusion because Trump talked to Russia to get us to be able to fly in there to kill that Saris. That was because Russia had warplanes all around. Had we tried flying in there without notifying them, they would have shot us down. But
exactly.
When Putin found out what our mission was, he supported it.
Yep. You know what? Well, see, that's why I'm telling you.
He said that Donald Trump just pulled the most masterful military ploy and he's ever seen.
Good.
And he was talking about how he duped Pelosi and the Democrats, he duped ISIS, and then gave them a head fake and then cut their head off. Well,
yeah. So here,
I think you're going to see. I think you're going to see a few more ISIS people fall here shortly.
Yep. And you
but
know what
also,
else?
There's also we're also about to see the undoing of the Democrat Party.
Exactly, because they're undoing themselves. They're doing it to themselves. But look, the other thing is with the impeachment sense, Nancy also knows that Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham will not let this get past the front door. They try to really actually do a real impeachment, and the House votes on it. Let's say they pass it, which I don't think they would. And
well,
it goes to the Senate.
Linda,
it's dead on the right.
They've already voted twice, and Pelosi's not. And so,
no.
You know.
And
so
even if they got it.
They're out here trying to, they're out here now trying to bribe, blackmail, whatever they can do. They've got to get some other people. But it's like you said, they can't get past the Senate. I've been fighting this corruption since 2006, and I don't know how many times when I thought we had something, the Republicans stabbed us in the back.
Yeah, the Catch was asking the question it most should be asked is who created ISIS? Well, some say it was Barry O'Maggot, but you know, tomorrow night, tomorrow night, Glenn's going to do another one of his chalkboards, and he's got stuff in there that's going to blow a lot of people out of the water. And he said there's so much going on he couldn't say on his show. But anyway,
Obama created ISIS, but I will say Obama cleared the way for ISIS.
Yeah, he cleared the way for a lot of demonic crap because he's demonic himself.
Yeah.
Here's what I think's going to happen. And we already, that idiot, James Clapper, he already admitted, basically, and what we've already known.
He was following Barack Obama's orders.
Well, yeah, it was intel. If it was intel, then there's only one way for this to go on. The commander-in-chief would be notified on every damn thing that was going on if being orchestrated by him, and we know it to be true.
You're cutting in and out.
Can you hear me, Linda?
I hear you.
Can't hear you.
Okay. Keep talking.
All right. You know, we're seeing so much. And as I said today, our elected, when I heard Elizabeth Warren and Bernie talking about taxing 45%, and I started thinking about that. They're pretty good at raising taxes on us because we don't have that ability to do it back. But if we had a convention of the states, we could actually pass some bills to where insider investing and trading, we would hit them with major taxes because it should be outlawed. And we would hit their investment partners. We would hit these county sheriffs who use their position to get a foreclosed home or something at a dirt price and then turn around and flip it to profit. That, you know, they get to do that. They get to do that before the public even gets a shot at the place.
Maybe we can.
Hey, you're coming across.
When the time comes, we can use those for our little eulogies when we talk about her and stuff. So.
Hey.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Yeah.
We are, you know, I was talking about how the elected, they got this advantage on us because they can raise taxes crazily on us.
Yeah.
But if we could get a convention of the state.
So I haven't talked to Frank. I've got to get on to him. I was just trying to see if I can finish up this little torso for my friend back east. We'll be getting a little. But thank you for coming. It's just awful to see her like this. It's very hard for everybody. So we just pray for her and peace, you know, that she can be in peace, poor little thing. She's 2 weeks old.
All right, folks. You know, we try to carry this on. Linda's got personal things and my heart breaks.
I don't know what's
her
going
family.
On. Yeah, I don't understand.
But you know, we're seeing so much, and another thing we've got to come up with it is a way to hold the media accountable for their lying propaganda.
Huh.
And I don't care which side they do it on. If you do it for the Republicans, I'd be just as angry.
Yeah.
I want a fair playing field.
Yeah.
I want a fair, balanced, even playing field for all.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, folks, I'm not
a strict
partisan.
It's just difficult. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean,
I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I am a true independent. I vote for the best person for the job, regardless of party.
I have no idea.
And
I'm sure not, because her mother was Donald Trump religion and all that stuff.
I looked at Chad. I said, Chad, I'm telling you, this right here is what will stop the one world order.
Whatever
gets in play, and they keep pushing.
I just feel so bad.
That's what their agenda is.
You know what? God,
oh, they got the millennials out here, the young people. They send the young people out trying to use them. They're using them as pawns. But the truth is, 7 out of 10 of those young people will probably be dead in 25 years thanks to their world depopulation agenda.
Yeah, every time I move
using them for pawns to run these kids into their own death camps. And the same thing with us that have stood up and are vocal and fight against tyranny and the corruption.
Yep.
They will find a way to try to silence us. You know, next Monday, Chad and I, my wife, and a few others, we're going to take a trip to Lexington, Kentucky to see our president. And I'm just hoping that we can have a peaceful, you know, I can understand you have different views. Well, that calls for a debate, and that means to sit down and talk. That doesn't mean to attack people.
Okay.
It means to sit down and have a civil talk to try to find common ground to build off of. But you cannot go out here as the left has been doing, and it's, again, you've got to look at who is putting these people up in this, who is paying the bills.
Yeah, I don't know why they dropped the ball, but they do.
You've got all this stuff, and you can go on the internet and look.
Okay.
George Soros. This is the most evil, as Glenn Beck said once, this is
got
spooky
it,
dude.
I know.
He's
love you a bunch of
he's constantly interfering in elections.
It's okay. I'm covering the bills, I'm getting it done, doing what we can and praying, and that's, you know, basically trying to be there for her, making sure hospice is on board with what we need. I texted Julia. Nope, I'm good. I know, I got it. Seriously, I'm very, very fortunate right now. Just praise God for it, because it's okay. I'm not overburdening me. It's doable. So, thank God. Yay, team.
I'm sorry, folks. I just can't do it.
Honey. Thank you so much.
It's
with your kind, generous heart.
It's frustrating enough as it is. Knowing what
you
know. Looking into the things we've looked into. That's another thing I have a problem with the public about, because they take somebody for their word without looking in to see what they're talking about. Do you go out and buy a car just on the person's word, or do you examine everything? You know?
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, we can hear you the whole time, Linda.
Oh, so I'm talking to my niece, on the cell phone.
Yeah.
But,
you know, like I was just telling Chad, we got a way to rein the media in for telling lies. And I don't want them telling lies for either side. I want a fair playing field. I want an even, honest playing field. And when we have a convention of the states, and we desperately need to, one of the major things we should bring up is we should outlaw insider investing and trading by our elected or anyone holding an elected office from the local levels to the top, because we have it here. I was inspired when I suggested a tax on the members of the Chamber of Commerce who use their positions for investing. I was inspired by a guy named Bill Bailey that I know damn well did that. And I was inspired about the sheriff by a former local sheriff that I damn well know did that. And he wasn't the only one. There were several of them that did this throughout, where they could buy a property because they're the sheriff. And before it really goes into a sheriff sale, they buy it, turn it around and flip it. They make a profit off of it. And with what we pay a sheriff, he don't need to be doing that. There's just so many things there. If you started reining in all these things, It's not about taxing the common man. And building a homeless shelter doesn't work. You cannot help someone who will not help themselves. Now, I can understand somebody had run a bad luck, lost their jobs, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But someone who wants to lay out there drunk and on drugs, it's not the public's job to house them, feed them, give them health care. It's not our job. They got to do something for themselves. And
well, you're right. And the crap that's going on here, did you hear, did you guys, Jerry Brown, I gave him hell. Jerry Brown. Oh, my God.
I added Arnold to it.
Yeah, I did. You know what? These people are so sick. Like I said, there's no other states going through this because they don't have the sicko policy. You're not going to have that problem in New York because New York's made out of concrete except for upstate and the rest of it. It's not in Manhattan. And they've got so much rainfall that you're not going to have the situation. They probably take care of their trees and stuff better. Their enviro-Nazis aren't as bad as here because of all the hunting going on over there. We have too many libtards that gave up all their rights, decades ago with this Nazi crap of,
I don't understand it all, Linda, because, you've been where I live out here, where Chad and I live at, and we have forestry and woods out our butt, but you know what? We go in and we clean out the diseased trees and stuff, and we replant. And always done that. But as far as trees and stuff, I dare to say between where I'm at and Georgia is some of the thickest trees in this nation.
Oh, absolutely.
How come we don't have all these fires?
Well, you don't have the drunkenness that we have here either, but you also don't have Nazis controlling your environment like they do here and have done since 1970.
Linda, we've been almost, a month and a half, 2 months? We couldn't burn nothing here, Linda. We was under a burn. You couldn't burn.
I know.
It was that dry.
What I'm saying is, but you take care of your forest management. You do it the right way. These people won't leave because
that's it. We manage our forests. We go in and we take care of it. We move the sick out and we replant new and healthy. And I don't know why these enviros out there, they just kill me, the stuff they come
up with. They're crazy.
We got PETA here griping about a hog farm. But now we got a big discrepancy because the video they've got doesn't match the place. PETA's been caught several times doing this. You're in the wrong place, PETA. Get out.
I know, but look, here's the problem with the fires. You have all of these homeless camps. This is part of the problem with the starting of the fire. They don't care about anything, and they're drunk and on dope all the time. And then you have the Hispanics who are careless. You have complete idiots who are, running around this state. There's 39 million of them, and throwing stuff out of their cars so that they can spark stuff. You also have all the electrical companies who are not maintaining their lines, and if the wind blows a line down, that's going to spark something. And the other thing we got to deal with is the Silicon Valley, and all that land that was needed, so they didn't want to use eminent domain, and they used their smart meters to burn up those homes, and not one tree was harmed in that situation. Wasn't that last year or the year before?
I'm glad you said that, because I was just talking about this earlier, that how come are the houses burning up but not the trees?
That's right. That's right. Well, I can tell you which one to go to. If you guys got a really good computer, just go to stopthecrime.net and tell you. This one in Florida, which we talked about, is Agenda 2030 on steroids, and they've been marching quicker than, long before Trump got in, but after he got in, they have been doing the most egregious Confederate type crap that I've ever seen. It is absolutely and demonic.
And if you go on a site and you start asking questions and stuff, they don't actually answer you with facts. Their minions attack you with insults and this and that. had a guy on Facebook. He wanted to argue kind of religious, saying Trump wasn't saved. And I said that wasn't his call. It's not my call. That's God's call.
True.
But he's arguing,
he knows his heart.
Arguing that Trump's anti-Christian and no Christian should be supporting him.
Garbage.
You're supporting the same guy is supporting Democrats that want abortion and homosexuality and all kinds of other.
Yeah,
you got
that's real smart.
PETA. Every time I see somebody say stop eating meat, I throw 1 Timothy 4:1-5 in their face because the Bible warns about it when they try to make you stop eating meat.
Meat was a
gift from God.
I know. Here's the thing, Bill. This is the other part of this, and I get what you're saying. I believe what you're saying. It's true.
Oh, you can't buy a fish at Walmart now.
You can't what?
You cannot buy a fish at Walmart no more.
Why?
PETA got to Walmart, and Walmart's going to quit selling fish. It's inhumane to keep them in the little tanks and stuff and all this.
Are you?
You know,
you're talking
PETA,
about the lobster?
PETA is such a hypocrite. PETA is such a hypocritical group of idiots.
Oh, that's beyond. Well, apparently Walmart caved to the other crap like Dick's Sporting Goods. They're not selling anything, you know, ammo or gun-wise. So there's a whole bunch of places to absolutely boycott. And the other part is, look, this is when you're dealing with somebody trying to force you to not do something or force you to do something, this is called totalitarian fascism. Hello, I don't have the right to tell you, and vegans don't have the right to tell me. Leave me alone and shut the hell up. That's my take on it. Leave me. It's called freedom, people.
According to the polls they're taking, the millennials want to limit free speech.
Of course
you know,
they do. They don't understand.
I'm so sick of everybody in this group, these so-called millennials, that have been brainwashed. But the sadness is they don't have enough brain power to realize they're being duped and used as pawns. But when they're done, when the power brokers have achieved what they want, they're going to do away with you young people. Read their agenda. It's on the UN website. When they're going to get rid of 6 billion people, you millennials who don't want to put out an effort to do anything, you're some of the first ones going to be gone.
They
get what they want, the government will no longer support you. The government will be the one that's running you through the oven. Because if you don't serve a purpose to the government, they don't need you.
Well, they would try it, you know. I mean, that's why we fight so hard to keep this. And that, on that note, I have to agree with a lot of people. There are many people. Newt Gingrich is getting a little, he's trying to be political, and he thinks that I agree with him that might win in a landslide. But we can't sit back on our laurels and not help people. Trump.
That's true. Oh, I agree. But you got to be careful. Don't enable somebody. Help those that need help that will make an effort to help themselves. But if somebody will not help themselves, pass them on.
I'm talking about going out seriously.
Then you're not helping them. You are enabling them.
I know. I'm talking about literally going out and walking a neighborhood and seeing how many people, you know, you can get to the polls and find out if they understand freedom and try to keep them away from these, you know what I'm saying? And go on the phone banks and phone bank for Donald Trump. He needs all the help he can get. You know, we can't let this just, you know, because the left is nuts and the radical and fascistic. That's not going to be enough to pull him over the top like we want him to be, even though he's got a good chance because he's the incumbent and these people are crazy. But we just got to get out there and help him all we can. If I have to find a way, if I can go to a few doors,
yeah.
I will. You know, unlimited.
Oh, yeah.
I can sit in
a
comfortable chair and make phone calls.
Franklin Graham push for Christians. You
yes.
got to show up.
You bet.
My pastor, outside of the church, we talk about it, and he's the same way. We've got to show up.
Oh, man. And you got to drag 10 people with you, Bill. You got to get more. You got to get, you know, get them out there.
You know, Linda, have you ever seen the country music band Big and Rich?
Oh, yeah.
The little guy that stands out front and bobs his head with that group?
Oh, God.
He's about two.
I don't.
They call him Two-Foot Fred?
I don't know.
That little guy, he's going to be going to see Trump with me and Chad.
Awesome. Wow.
A guy I'm going with down there, Don Gambrell. Don Gambrell and I hooked up in 2006.
Yep.
We're the guys that put out the flyer. We're the ones
yes.
that made thousands of illegals flee the area. We're going to be back together, and we're going to be getting talking seriously with some people. We're going to be pulling like a Project Veritas thing, but
nice.
They're not going to know where we're at and where we're coming from.
Cool. I'm excited. You know, I think that since we're still a year out, you know, as far as the actual voting time, but that gives us plenty of time.
This is going to be the craziest year ever.
I know, but it gives us time. I know, but Bill, it gives us time to seriously think about it and reach out to campaign headquarters and say, how do I get on the phone with your list of people? I don't care if I'm calling New Mexico or New Hampshire or any of the states that might be swing states. Let me call anybody that you want me to call. I can only do so many a day, but I'll do what I can. You know, I know.
You know, we live in a very rural kind of area, Chad and I, but I don't think there's anywhere that either one of us go that people don't know what we do and don't give us praise and pat us for it.
Good.
You know, we have family support, we have friends support, and we got people that were our enemies that are now our friends and our patriot brothers and sisters joining
very
with
good.
Us.
Very good.
We could have a gathering. I can bring bikers. Chad brings all kinds of other peoples and stuff. We got
right.
people that bring religious, and we all get along and have a good time and cheer for our president, for our country, and for our love of God. And you know, I'm like somebody else. I don't know. I look at statistically at things and stuff, and I'm like, why would the left be trying to push for a civil war when they're going to be slaughtered so badly? Because 80% of the guns in this country are owned by the conservatives. 80% of the military, and that's a low number, supports
yeah.
the president. 80%
right.
of cops support the president.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All of these hunters, all those millions of hunters that you're trying to take their guns away from.
Yep, truck drivers.
Truck
too.
Drivers.
Yep.
Yeah,
you name it.
You're naming for a slaughter. You have been brainwashed by these professors. I would tell you, when you go to march, put your professors in the front.
Yeah, you want to know why they believe these things or they're not afraid? Because they live in these little bubbles. They don't ever get out of these cloistered cities like D.C. or Manhattan or San Francisco. They don't. Or Chicago or Baltimore. They do not get out. They don't know what's really going on, Bill. That's the deal. And that's the same with the media, because the Democrats and the left and the evils and the media are all one and the same. They're nuts.
You know,
let them keep screwing up.
There's one guy right now that I got to tell you, I don't think I could be around because I would slap the taste right out of his mouth. His name is Tom Arnold.
Oh my God.
I would slap the taste right out of your mouth, Mr. Sofast. Lock me up, but I'd laugh at you. You ain't doing nothing that ain't already been done. But I tell you what, I bet you ain't ever had a butt kicking like I'd give you. When you start attacking ladies, and I'm sorry, but Diamond and Silk are ladies. You don't attack ladies and say the things you do unless you're wanting someone to stomp your ass.
Well, they can't. This is the left. It's throughout history, Bill. They have nothing.
Well,
and
the left should shut up about respecting females when they let their males talk to females like that.
They respect females. Everything they do is fraudulent and a lie. Bill, come on. And projection and dolphin and everything else.
That's like, what's her name? Just came out and she was saying, Baghdadi and his kids suffering and this and that, and I'm like, you know, where are you on abortion? Where is she on abortion?
Where was she when they were putting...
She don't say a word about babies suffering being aborted, but she's going to complain about a terrorist? who has murdered how many, raped
and,
how
and
many,
where was, where was
how
her,
many?
What was she? Was she not crying over those people in the cages that this guy was? You know, they were burning. Where was the sympathy for that? Where was her outpouring for that? Not zero, zip. It's horse crap because they're evil. These people are on the wrong side of everything and on the wrong side of history. It's that simple. I mean, we got a choice, and David Limbaugh's been saying it all week. He did it Sunday, and he did it on his brother's show. I think he was on Hannity last night. He says we got a choice. It's either their way or the founders' way. It's either liberty or tyranny, and that's it. And that's exactly – he's right. He's absolutely right. And I'm praying that all the evangelicals come out en masse, every biker, every trucker, every evangelical, every Christian, everybody that's got their act – the walk away movement has got to come forth and not be afraid. And that kid – I think I saw it on Facebook. He was shouted down at some – place. He was asking questions. They won't out, you know, they surrounded him with, you know, people that looked like they were going to throw him out for trying to exercise free speech. They don't like free speech. Well, neither did Hitler, and neither did Pol Pot or Mao, and Xi Jinping doesn't like free speech either, and damn sure that little schmuck over in North Korea doesn't allow free speech. Just ask the people that are born and thrown into those prison camps for life and tortured. And then the poor people that are having their guts while they're alive to get their organs. Real nice, LeBron. Screw you, LeBron, you bastard. And I don't give a shit if his house burns down. Poor little him. He's a multimillionaire. No tears for you, schmuck.
LeBron
God,
James.
Make me he's an idiot.
I'll tell you something, Linda. Look up NBA records. You won't find your LeBron James name in there. And one of my close friends compared him at 30 years old to Larry Bird at 30 years old. And every statistic, Larry Bird out had higher percentages than he did. Every statistic. I want to know what makes you so great, LeBron. Bill Russell won three high school championships. Bill Russell won three college championships. Bill Russell won 12 NBA championships.
LeBron, all he is.
Scored 100 points in a game.
I know.
Averaged 20-something rebounds a game for a career. What have you done, LeBron?
LeBron is so full of himself.
You take a guy like Julius Erving, LeBron. He's in the top 20 of every category. What have you
done, LeBron? And you know
what else?
Somebody forgot to tell LeBron that your ego is not your amigo.
Oh, he should never talk about education. He should never mention anybody's education.
Exactly.
Somebody should post his high school GPA average because it's he'd be lucky if it's a C.
I tell you something. If they posted his IQ, it would be in the negative category. He's stupid. I'm sorry. The rest of these clowns, and I'm not a fan of what Curry said, and I'm sure as hell not a fan of I think his name. Stephen Kerr, the idiot that was talking about, you know, trying to put down people that have AR-15s and some garbage, you know, talking about China. Of course, he doesn't mention all the mass murdering going on over there. No, he doesn't talk about that because he's an idiot and an ideologue. He's been brainwashed just like the rest of them. I don't care. He's rich and white and stupid. Just dumb. So's Bill Maher and the rest of these clowns and De Niro and the other has-beens. Just disgusting. It has been.
It probably is not going to change on these people. Our major problem is our education system where they indoctrinate the kids. They don't tell the kids the true facts. They don't tell them history. I've heard is that Trump should have went to Congress. I said, do you people know what a precedent is? A precedent was set when Ronald Reagan went into Grenada and never told Congress for the very same reason. He didn't want
it's not
mission sabotage. And incidentally, both missions were successful.
But here's the point is, it's not in the Constitution. Trump is not declaring war and sending thousands of troops. He's not doing any such thing. The only time the Congress has to be involved is when there is a declaration of war. Hello? But do you think the freaking media is going to talk about it? I mean,
no, they're going to. There we go. They are reinterpreting it, trying to make it mean something to fit their agenda. They do the same thing with the Bible. They do the same thing with the Bible. I constantly refer people to Revelations 22, 18, and 19, which tells you you can't add to it or take away from it.
I know.
But they don't get it. I sent that very message to Mitt Romney.
Mitt for brains. Yeah. Lord the rat.
Well, Mitt knows he's killed his career in any way. Utah's, his support in Utah, it's down like 15, 20 points. His own state's turning against him. The Republican Party has turned against him.
Oh, my God.
He is causing himself to be shunned. It's on him. Maybe you should have put that dog inside the car.
Well, you know, the guy's a mealy-mouthed, rhino, progressive piece of garbage. He's such a – he puts his finger in the wind to see which, you know, way it's blowing. And he's like a windsock with, you know, and he's kind of like a wiffle ball, you know. He's one of those little Valley Girl airheads. His head whistles when he walks because it's so full of holes. So sick of these people. And they all have these giant egos. I don't care how many millions or billions he has. He's still stupid, and he's a dumb traitor. Why don't you take your millions and go have a blast? Go to the island and enjoy your money.
I would challenge any of these people like Mitt Romney, any of these politicians, Pelosi and all of them. You know, I heard him attacking Trump, but I guarantee you Trump does more charitable things than all of them.
Put together.
And I liked it. Yep. I had somebody was attacking Linda McMahon and the McMahons, and I said, I'll tell you what, name me one Democrat that gives as much back to the people and charities as the McMahons. I'm still waiting. This was a year ago, and I'm still waiting on that answer.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've got about 3 minutes left, and I just want to thank everybody for coming on. There's our gentleman that kind of talks once in a while.
Pray for us next week next Monday night when we go to Lexington. Be praying for us because I'm praying there's no trouble. I'm going to have my wife and 2 foot Fred with me, but I'm going to have a guy whose dad was a martial arts teacher his entire life because he's in his 40s. And I'm going to have a Navy SEAL with me. And
here's the deal.
Hey,
anybody who could afford to go in and do even a free trial if you can on Blaze TV, because tomorrow night Glenn's show is going to be really good. I'll try to get see if he's going to go before the paywall or if he's going to put any of it on Google or anything like that. But I'll try to post something on Facebook once I analyze it the next day on Thursday. So guys, I'm going to play some music. I want to say be blessed and just pray for my mom to go peacefully and whatever it needs to be done, you know.
I'm praying for everybody out there that's got anything, ailment, anything, family issues. I'm praying for y'all.
Thank you, love.
You know, like I said, I've always said, I learned a lot of things from a guy named Gale Sayers. One is, I am third. God is first, everybody else is second, and I am third. And I also learned something about racial issues by Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. And that's how I choose to look at things. When I see people, I don't greet them by their skin color. Notice that. The first thing I'm looking at is I'm looking in their eyes. I'm trying to judge the character of this person.
That's what Martin Luther King was all about. That's right.
I'll tell you what. My mother, bless her, she's always said my son was colorblind when it come to people.
Yep. All right, kids. Be blessed. Have a great
God
one.
Bless.
We'll see you next week.
Stay tuned because we don't know. It's just going to get crazier and crazier.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
Everybody have a great one. See you next week. Night, night.